With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Use your imagination.
Well, you should use your psychic ability to, you know, get lottery tickets or something.
That's what I'm thinking at this point, because right. That's just so right. Weird. I also hardly ever remember my dreams.
Right, right.
I was convinced for years that I just didn't dream. I was like, I'm just one of those people that just doesn't dream.
Right, right.
But I remembered this dream when I woke up, and it's so weird that it actually happened in real life.
Wow.
So weird.
We do need you for, like, lottery predictions, stock buying, all that stuff. And yeah. The best part about it for you is that we say, like, Ricky, we really need you to take lots of naps.
Yeah. So that you will be able to tell the future.
Best job ever. Yeah.
I am so down for that. That's what this leads to.
Where were you a year ago when I bought Dogecoin?
This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast, a daily recap of everything you missed.
You tell us something stupid you did, and we try to guess. Did it happen when you were a little kid, or were you a drunk adult? Angela's in Smyrna, so what'd you do?
I jumped in a pool, not realizing it had no water in it.
Horrible, Angela. Okay, we have to decide. Were you a drunk adult or a little kid?
Woody, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go with drunk adult. I think that's a drunk move.
I'm thinking tipsy adult, yep.
Mm. Yeah.
You guys both guessed drunk adult, so I'm going to guess little kid.
Okay, just be different.
Nice strategy.
All right, which one was it?
I was a drunk adult, but in my defense, there were no lights on outside. I shattered my ankle, and because of the way I fell, I actually also fractured an orbital bone.
Oh, my God.
So the only good news was that I didn't jump in the deep end, because it would have been a lot worse.
Yes.
Wow.
Much, much, much
worse. Yikes.
Wow. All right.
Stay away from the pools when you're drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely. Especially if all the lights are off.
Yeah.
You tell us something stupid you did, and we try to guess, were you a little kid when it happened, or were you a drunk adult? who's on the line?
Amy.
Amy, what did you do?
So I was an adult. I was drunk. Me and the partner I was with at the time were in a fight, and we were walking down the road. And I called the police and told them to come get me, that I was drunk. So I got in trouble and went to jail for public intoxication.
Wow.
Okay.
You're not drunk.
Front page of the newspaper.
The idea was we were going to guess if you were a little kid or drunk adult. But when you start your story with, I was a drunk adult, it's easy for us to guess.
It's okay.
And if you were 8 years old and you call the police because I'm drunk, that would be much more serious.
Yeah, it'd be a big story. You're not drunk now,
right? My family still won't let me live it down.
Here comes jailbird Amy.
All right. Yep. All right. For everybody else, don't tell us the end at the beginning.
Yeah.
But Amy, we loved your story.
don't go right to the last page of the book. We want to guess. I think Amy just wanted to tell somebody.
Possibly. But she also, like, you know, you got to admire somebody who calls the police on themselves.
Yes. Yes. Scarlett is in Murfreesboro. Tell us what you did.
Okay. So, I went to stay at a lake house. I had been swimming inside the lake, and when I got out, there was a dock, and in between the two docks, like, one was a laying out dock that had chairs on it, and the other one was the one that they kept the boat in.
Yeah.
And I got my leg stuck in the dock.
Oh, I've seen this happen.
Oh.
So like, they need to get your leg out with an axe or something?
Like between the wood of the dock?
Yes, they had to somebody luckily had tools there, and they had to unscrew the dock and push it apart.
Oh, wow.
To get it open.
Okay. I'm sure you weren't mortified at all.
All right, well, let's take our guesses. Did this happen when Scarlett was a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, Ricky, you grew up on a lake.
I grew up on a lake, and I've seen this happen, something similar to this happen, and typically it's when you're drunk. So I'm going to say you were a drunk adult.
And I'm just going to say whatever Ricky says on this one.
Okay.
Because of her experience.
Well, let's make you unanimous. I'll say drunk adult, too.
Were you drunk and an adult?
Yes.
Yep. It happens. I've seen people fall in between boats that are tied up together. All sorts of stuff.
Remember this, or did somebody have to tell you about it afterwards?
Oh, I remember every bit of it. It was actually mortifying because that was the night that they invited everybody back over to the cabin, and there was like 40 people there watching me.
Oh, you had an audience.
That's great.
Trending. Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Retro is very big. Of course, things are coming back. You know, fashions. There's a vinyl, things like that. There's a ancestry site called Find My Past that they are predicting that old school names from like 100 years ago are going to be hot for babies.
I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of seen that.
Yeah, some names like Margaret, Dorothy, Gladys, Irene.
Gladys.
That's my baby.
Throwback.
Gladys.
Truly.
For boys, names like Ernest, Ronald, Arthur. Wow. So there you go when you're picking out baby names.
I like Arthur.
Every time I hear Arthur, I think of Arthur the cartoon.
Yeah,
every time.
Yes.
I always think of him.
Ricky, what you got?
So there's a soccer player who lost his job recently, and they said that it was for inappropriate behavior. They cut him from the team.
Okay.
Now we know what that inappropriate behavior is. Apparently, he was terminated because he wouldn't stop farting in the locker room and on purpose... And would continuously laugh about it.
And nobody else thought it was funny.
So his French pro team cut him.
Yes, this is a professional soccer player.
Professional soccer player, yes.
Cut the cheese, cut from the team.
Uh-huh. He's been re-signed to a different team at this point. But yeah, he lost his job for a little while because he just thought farting was too funny. Wow. Nobody else caught on to the joke.
Luckily, they play outdoors. So,
well, when you're in the locker room, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's the rough part. Jim?
So the Nashville Public Library made news a week or two ago when they started issuing to you, if you asked for one, a special library card that says, I read banned books.
I love
which
this.
Which is hilarious
and direct
awesome.
Response
I love it.
To, the state of Tennessee, banning books.
Banning books.
Yes. And so now they've expanded the line, and the Nashville Public Library Foundation, which is kind of like the charity arm to keep the library going and, you know, make it better, has started selling merch. So you can buy t-shirts and mugs and other stuff that say, I read banned books.
I love that.
And yeah, like t-shirts are about $25. A mug is about $15. And I think I'm going to buy one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do they have hats and stuff or is it just t-shirts and mugs?
Right now it's just t-shirts and mugs.
Then I need a t-shirt.
But it's, I would imagine if they keep selling, it could expand. So this is
great idea. And it all goes to the libraries?
It goes to the Library Foundation, which is their charity, which helps them. So it's awesome.
Take that, Governor Bill. Woody and Jim in the morning, 107.5 The River. Thanks for tuning in. Yesterday on the show, about this time, Zach was telling a really gross story.
We weren't even sure if he should tell it. We were like, I don't know. It sounds so gross.
But that grossness really started something.
Yeah. Here's what Zach said yesterday around this time.
This girl came up for a picture and I sneezed so hard it whipped my head forward and just a glob of snot smacked the concrete.
And when he says glob, I'm talking, I was feet away from him and I saw it just projectile out of his face.
And you could hear
onto
it
the ground.
The
yeah,
ground.
Like splat.
Yes.
So we were all like, oh, that's so gross.
It was disgusting.
It was.
But then a few minutes later, we got a message on our Facebook page from Natasha. She said, I'm not sure if anybody will see this, but once again, the show made my day. I lost my job of 4 years about 2 weeks ago, big mass layoff. I had to drop my daughter off early for a field trip, and I was crying on the way home because I had to tell her I couldn't pay to go with her. On top of that, trying to figure out what to do money-wise. Hearing Zach's story about sneezing and the insane amount of snot that flew out changed my whole mood. I'm so glad that there are people who don't mind being weird and sharing it with the world. Oh my God, y'all are sweet as pie. I don't even know what to say. I just wanted Zach to know that his life stories are needed and the show does more than you think.
Yeah.
Which was a really kind thing to say.
Yeah.
And something we never expected after that segment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
so we heard about that. We said, Well, you know, I don't know what the field trip was, but we have, you know, some passes to Nashville Shores. So we hooked up Natasha and her daughter with passes to that.
Yeah. So they could have a little mommy-daughter day out, you know, yeah. And enjoy some sunshine and some cool water. We got a text later from John who said, hey, I heard the story about the lady who lost her job that wasn't able to pay for the field trip. Do you happen to know where they were planning on going? And perhaps the both of them, I could send them all on a mommy-daughter date and they can experience along with some other amazing things.
Yeah, some lunch and stuff. So he wants to pay for them to go to the same place.
The same
with
place
mom,
that she couldn't go, yeah.
Right.
Which
but
was nice.
Then it got even crazier because another person named Natasha called us. She owns a bakery and she wanted to offer to make the woman and her daughter a cake from her bakery.
That's amazing. That's what we do here in Middle Tennessee is we take care of each other.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, everybody's just like heard about it and stepped up and said, I could do something to help somebody out. So that's great. And, you know, we are connecting Natasha to all these generous people so that, you know, she can get some of these really nice things that people decided to do.
Right. Do something nice for somebody.
Yeah.
Without asking for anything in return. Just do it. It makes you feel good. And the karma, you can ride the karma wave for a long
time.
And
it doesn't have to be anything crazy or extravagant. Yeah. It could be something that seems so small to you, but can change someone's entire day. Like Zach's disgusting snot story.
Right.
Who would have thought?
Who knew that was going to snowball in her snot
you
ball? Into something really amazing.
Ew, I don't like any of a snot ball, but you just never know. So whatever you can manage.
Different things for different people. But, you know, maybe, you know, hearing a snot story makes your day. Maybe somebody else, you know, could, you know, share some cookies with you. Whatever it is, just find the people around you that need the, you know, maybe a pick-me-up or something, you know, good to happen in their life and just do it for them.
Yeah, so be nice to people. You never know what they're going through.
Very proud of our listeners. Yeah. You guys just you stepped up. And you did great things.
Woody and Jim in the morning, 107.5 The River. A quick story of instant karma.
Yeah, it's a little dark.
It is a little dark.
Okay, it's a little more than a little dark.
But we have a happy story on the other side of the break, so it'll kind of balance out.
Right. So this guy in South Carolina apparently murdered his girlfriend, somebody, and while trying to dig her grave to hide the body, he had a heart attack and died.
Instant karma.
No kidding.
Boom.
No time wasted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
Normally it takes decades for karma to catch up.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
This just, a little bit after.
2 seconds later.
Hopefully he dug enough for his own grave. just put him in there, put the dirt over and be done with it. Yikes.
It's like something on, you know, like Black Mirror or something you'd see on Netflix.
Yeah.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Okay, bear in mind this story starts horribly, but then it becomes very cute.
Okay.
Okay. Every time, you know, you drive on the interstate and you see like a burned out car on the side of the road, you go, wow. I wonder what happened there.
Sure.
You know, a couple was driving in Williamson County the other day and actually had their car catch on fire. You know, a fire started under the hood. Smoke is billowing out. The guy was able to get over to the side of the road. They were able to get out in time before the car pretty much was engulfed in flames. And the guy last minute said, oh, I forgot something. And he ran back to the car. Apparently, he'd bought his girlfriend an engagement ring that she didn't know about. So he had to go rescue it from the burning car.
Oh, my God.
And he figured, well, now's a good time as any. So he got down on one knee and proposed to her right there on the side of the road next to their burning car.
Oh, my God.
That is like, so scary, but also kind of sweet.
Yeah, the most romantic car fire.
And you're not supposed to do that. Don't go back
to
the
burning.
No, don't
go back. Yeah, I'd be so mad if my boyfriend ran back to that. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm guessing it was one of those moments of like, well, you never know what might happen. I'm sure they didn't plan for this to go down.
Right.
That is really wild. I hope they had like somebody take a picture because that is the most amazing engagement photo of like guy down on one knee with a ring with a burning car in the background.
Don't have a picture of him down on one knee, but the aftermath, we have pictures of that.
Oh, really?
If you want to check out the burning car, what's left of it, and also the engagement ring and the happy couple, you can follow Woody and Jim Show on Instagram and see all that right there.
Wow.
Wow. That's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River. Coming up about 15 minutes at 7:40. We got your tickets to see Justin Bieber in concerts. And Ricky may have discovered in the last hour that she has psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Really creepy.
It happened just hours ago.
Mm-hmm. Very weird.
Hopefully she will use her power for good and not evil.
Yeah, depends on the day.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender wars.
All right, ready to play our game for the ladies in the audience. We have Elaine in Bowling Green. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Meevan in Spring Hill. Hey, Meevan.
Hello there.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Okay.
Oh, wait, Meevan, do you have a little one in the car with you?
I've got a car full of kids that wanted me to be on Gender War this morning.
Yes. All right.
I thought I heard a little voice in the background.
So you got a cheering section. All right.
Let's hear from the car full of kids at the count of three. Just tell them to go wild. One, two, three. Oh, my God. It sounds like animals.
You tell my kids to go wild, they'll do it.
Okay, all right.
Okay, let's get to know both of you with a get acquainted question. Let's start with you, Elaine. Tell us an animal that kind of creeps you out.
I would have to say an elephant. I think their eyes are just really sketchy.
You're suspicious. You think they might be up to something.
Yeah.
Is it because they can crush you in, no time?
Possibly. Yeah,
okay.
Possibly.
I feel that. I get that.
Part of that, yeah. All right.
Plus, they could grab your butt with their nose. It's weird.
Of course, that's where Woody's brain went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course. Everybody's thinking that.
That's the first thing, yeah.
Meevan, what about you? Tell us an animal that kind of creeps you out.
I'd say a sloth. They're slow, but they still totally freak me out.
I like them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But your kid disagrees.
Yeah.
They got, their claws are way too long.
Yeah.
The claws are a little weird. I totally get that.
All right. Here's how the game works. We give you questions, Meevan, that are probably questions Elaine might know, and vice versa. We give you each a screw. If you get in trouble, you don't know the answer, you can yell the word screw before the buzzer, and we'll give your question to your opponent. If they get it right, they steal your point. If they get it wrong, you get a point for knowing nothing.
Here we go. Multiple choices, how we start. Elaine, does the classic guy movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off take place in St. Louis, Memphis, or Chicago?
Chicago.
Chicago is right. Good job.
All right, you're up 1-0.
All right, Meevan. Is Paul McCartney's daughter, Stella McCartney, a famous fashion designer, ballet dancer, or actress?
Famous fashion designer.
Yes, she is.
Nailed it.
Good job.
Woo. All right.
Woo.
We are all tied up.
Elaine, within 10 pounds, how many pounds of propane does a standard tank for your gas grill hold?
Ooh. Screw.
Okay.
All right.
Oh. Meevan, she hopes you don't know this. How many pounds of propane are in a standard gas grill tank?
I can't screw back, can I?
No.
Within 10 pounds, we're giving you an up or down.
35.
What's that?
35. I'm totally
35.
Nice.
It's 20 pounds. So
yeah.
You're so close to getting it.
You get a point for that, Elaine.
The margin of error is not with you. Okay, it's 2-1, and Meevan gets a chance to tie it up with a question designed for him.
Okay, what do you see if you visit joanne.com, Meevan?
If I visit joanne.com,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, Lady Gaga?
Oh, that's kind of cool that you know her name.
Not a bad guess.
But yeah.
It's craft stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a Michaels kind of deal.
Joanne's fabric.
Okay, it's a 2-1 lead for Elaine. If she gets this one right, well, then there's no way Meevan can come back. Let's see what happens.
Elaine, the Green Goblin and Dr. Octopus are villains who cause trouble for what superhero?
Green Goblin.
Spider-Man.
Oh, yes. Wow. Yes.
Beat the buzzer.
Wow. You got it the last second.
Well, oh, good job, Elaine. Sorry, Meevan.
Nice.
Yeah, wow.
That's all right. That was a blast.
Aw.
Aw.
Well, we hope you'll play again real soon.
Yes. And avoid the sloths.
Elaine, beware of the sloth.
Will do.
Elaine's getting herself tickets to Holiday World and Splash and Safari.
Nice.
And yeah. Get to enjoy roller coasters and water slides. Mm-hmm. And
I love the excitement, Elaine.
That's fantastic. I know. Just like an elephant, you'll never forget that trip.
Exactly. Now, Ricky, you had a dream last night, or was it a premonition?
Seems as though it was a premonition at this point. But last night I had this dream that, like, when I woke up, all of the lights wouldn't work in my apartment.
Yeah.
Specifically my bathroom, because I wake up in the morning, I normally look at my phone, see what time it is, mm-hmm. and then I wander my way into the bathroom to start getting ready.
Yeah.
So it was almost as if, like, I was literally going through my routine in my dream, and right. my lights weren't turning on in the bathroom. Then when I got here, everything worked fine before I got here. Like, the lights were fine. Everything was fine.
In reality, when you woke up, the lights turned on.
It did turn on.
Everything was good.
And yeah.
Phew, it was just a dream.
Yeah, exactly. But then I got a text from my boyfriend, because he leaves probably about, I don't know, 45 minutes after I leave to go to work. And he was like, all of the lights in the bathroom and the one side of our apartment doesn't work right now. Ooh. Like, none of them are working.
So
just like in your dream.
Yeah.
You saw it. It wasn't a reality for you, but it was for your boyfriend, AJ.
Wow.
He discovered what you dreamed.
Yeah. So the first thing I said to him was, dude, that's so weird, because I had a dream last night that none of the power was working in our apartment, specifically the bathroom.
Wow.
So weird.
Can you read his response while keeping it clean?
Yes. He said, why are you a blank weirdo?
Oh.
Fill in the blank. Use your imagination.
Well, you should use your psychic ability to, you know, get lottery tickets or something.
That's what I'm thinking at this point, because right. that's just so right. weird. I also hardly ever remember my dreams.
Right, right.
I was convinced for years that I just didn't dream. I was like, I'm just one of those people that just doesn't
right,
dream.
Right, right.
But I remembered this dream when I woke up, and it's so weird that it actually happened in real life.
Wow.
So weird.
We do need you for, like, lottery predictions, stock buying, all that stuff. And yeah. the best part about it for you is that we say, like, Ricky, we really need you to take lots of naps.
Yeah.
So that you will that's be able to tell the future.
Best yeah. job ever.
Yeah. I am so down for that. Where were that's you? What this leads to.
Where were
to?
You a year ago when I bought Dogecoin? You could have stopped me.
Sometimes you have to let people learn their
that's
own
right.
lessons,
they
Woody.
Have, they have to she learn knew. Through their own mistakes.
She just knew that you needed to learn the hard way.
Zach is out today. Ricky's got your celebrity stuff.
So Harry Styles went to circus school recently to learn how to do stunts and things like that for his next music video, it looks
really?
Like.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. A source that's close to him said that he went to learn circus skills, because it takes a lot of upper body strength and a lot of core strength to do things like trapeze. And tightrope?
He's going
to
do that kind of stuff in a video?
Apparently.
Man.
Kind of stuff Pink does.
Yeah, it's really intense stuff. It takes a lot of dedication and a lot of hard work to get to the level that you need to get to where you don't injure yourself.
Yep.
Let alone something that you can do, like, in a, I'm like, what's the right word? Like, pretty, like, aesthetically pleasing way, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? Like, they look like they're floating in air half the time.
Right,
they're doing these crazy stunts. So he's been doing that and going to circus school for all this.
Good for him.
We don't know what the song's going to be that he comes out with where he's doing all of this for the music video. No word on that.
Something from the House of Harry album.
Of course, yes. It will be from the upcoming album, but we'll just have to wait and see what song it is.
I'm just glad it's not clown school and circus school instead. Nobody likes clowns.
Is there much of a difference?
Oh, there's a big difference.
Is there?
Oh,
clown school,
they
teach you how to be creepy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Clown school's creepy, circus school, cool.
Maybe you could infiltrate a circus and free all the animals that are mistreated.
He would do that.
He would do that.
Yes.
My lovely, adorable Harry would do
Harry
that.
Harry would do that.
He'd look great doing it.
He would look amazing doing it.
He will parade the animals out. You're free here in Oklahoma. Wherever you are.
Trending. Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Okay, a YouTuber named Daniel LaBelle asked people, what do you do while you're waiting for the microwave to beep? Something that we all do but don't talk about. The number one answer, of course, was just stand on like a zombie watching your burrito go round and round.
Yep.
A lot of people said make sure you stop it with 1 second left so it doesn't make a beep sound.
Always.
In case you're
every
trying
time.
To secret eat.
What do you always. Think?
That's why just even when I'm not secret eating. That's just my normal routine.
This is good. Put your food in, but you're too impatient. So while you're waiting, you have a snack. Or put your food in the microwave, walk away, and forget about it until the next time you need the microwave. And you go, oh, that's right.
I have done that.
Yeah, we do. We have that thing where, like, if your food's been in there a while, like every minute or so, it just goes a little beep.
Yeah.
And you go like, oh, yeah, that's right. I made a snack like 20 minutes ago.
Ricky, what you got?
So there are new traits of psychopaths that scientists have found using artificial intelligence technology.
Okay.
And they're not that intense. Like, I feel like these are normal traits that people have.
Okay.
One is a psychopathic stare, but they categorized it as intense eye contact.
Uh-huh.
But, like, intense eye contact can happen at any point.
Yeah, I think there's a difference, though. Yeah. You know when it's intense.
If it's scary eye contact.
So they did say the one difference is that psychopaths, their pupils won't dilate when viewing scary images.
Oh.
Oh, really?
So if you're watching maybe a horror movie and you realize the person next to you doesn't have an intense reaction to it and their pupils aren't dilating, then they might be insane.
They're like, I've been there, done that.
The other thing that they noticed is that psychopaths tend to not move their heads very much while they're speaking to you.
Really?
Which I don't think is that eye-opening either.
No.
Yeah.
Or maybe I
common.
Just know a lot of psychopaths.
That could be well, the company
I'm questioning
you keep.
Things now.
When we're talking on the radio, we can't move our heads too much because we can't, you know, veer off the microphone too much. So, but then again, we're all psychopaths, so I guess it works.
Yeah, you're not really helping my case here.
Gotta prove it.
Jim, what you got?
So, according to Yelp reviews, the very best brew pub in Nashville, local brew, is Southern Grist Brewing Company. They've got two locations. They were started in 2016 by three guys who were into business, but like to homebrew on the weekends. And then they just went all in. So they have no flagship beer. They just have like a lot of new, constantly changing beers.
That's cool.
Which kind of keeps it interesting. So they've got one over on Douglas Avenue in East Nashville, and then they've got one over in the Nations. But highest reviews of all of them. So
awesome.
Check it out.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River. All right. The fine art of seduction.
Oh, wow.
So I found this on TikTok. This is a dating coach who has a TikTok, and she says this is how you can tell if someone is into you. All right. Now, she kind of sounds like Adele, and instead of says into you, she says, if they fancy you.
So they fancy.
Here it is.
Quick tip to tell if somebody fancies you. I can't remember where I heard this from, but since I heard it, I just noticed people doing it all the time. So basically, if you're speaking to someone and they scratch the back of their hand, it means that they fancy you. It's some kind of subconscious grooming thing. But honestly, you'll notice people doing it, and it's wild.
So
you scratch the back of your hand?
I've never noticed that.
Yeah, I haven't looked for it either. And I don't have the opportunity. I'm not out in places like where somebody would be. I'm not dating, right? So
yeah, you haven't been for quite a while.
A long time.
Your eyes peeled for that, I guess. You think that's a real thing?
They scratch the back of their hand subconsciously.
I'm very attracted to you, and I have a rash.
Yeah, I don't know about this one.
Yeah, like the comments on this TikTok.
Comments are always the best part of the video.
Yeah, I mean, like, thank you, Internet, for bringing it, because they're mostly taking issue a little bit with it. Somebody said, well, they're probably just having anxiety.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But also you're getting anxiety because you probably like that person.
Right,
but that
right.
could be. That
so support, it's kind of, tied together.
You get the butterflies and that kind of stuff, yeah.
Right. So, somebody else said, instructions unclear. I scratched the back of their hand.
That's how you can tell if somebody's really interested, if they come up and scratch your hand.
So somebody said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to watch people not doing that. For me, that was kind of a sad story.
Yeah, it is.
And then somebody else said, I scratched too hard. Now I have eczema.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like that just seems like
I'm
really
super
strange.
I'm into you.
It just sounds really strange to me.
That's very, I never ever heard that before.
I also have a wild concept for everybody.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When you think that you're into someone, maybe you just say, hey, I'm into you.
No.
Nobody just
that doesn't
says
work
it
in
that's
modern
really
dating.
Simple
no
way to make no everything work out.
No, you gotta beat around the bush for a long time.
I know. You have to give these like things that you think are super big hints, but they're not.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, that's why you guys proved that the hints don't work. You both said
you're
not very good at catching on to the kind of hints that you'll get from girls. So if you're just honest and open about your feelings,
it's true. Then people will actually know what you're trying to
and
convey.
And then you'll know if they're into you right away, and then you don't have to spiral out of control like everyone does.
Yeah. I imagine somebody take this woman's advice, and somebody's just innocently scratching their hand because they itch. You know, they go, hey, are you into me? Hey.
They're filing a report.
I couldn't help but notice
HR.
You were scratching your head.
They made me uncomfortable in the meeting. I know. You're right, though. The only time I've ever noticed a girl was into me was when my wife said she liked me, right?
Yeah. Make it real easy.
And then, like, right as I was getting married, I went to, like, a Weight Watchers type thing to try to, like, trim down right before the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And you go and you meet, like, once a week with a girl.
Right, accountability
group.
Yep.
And I remember meeting, seeing one of the women that was in my Weight Watcher group, like, maybe 2 months after I got married. And she said, so, did you end up getting married? I said, yeah. She goes, well, if it doesn't work out, call me. And that was
like,
that's the only time.
See, that's
yeah, that you knew.
I truly knew.
That is something a guy will notice.
Yeah. And my wife is into me. I was not exactly
sure. Is she
going to
say yes or is she going to run away?
Exactly.
It's a gamble.
Thanks for listening to and recommending the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Listen to Woody and Jim in real time every weekday morning on 107.5 The River, Nashville, or live on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.